In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. Today is October 31st. It is a pagan holiday called Halloween. We, as God's people, do not plug into this pagan holiday. People say Tom Brady's ex-wife said she was into white magic. White magic is connected to the devil, just as black magic is. Who's speaking against this? I even saw a bulletin yesterday from another state, and it was all about the witches and goblins. My God, have mercy on us. My God, have mercy on us. You don't have any idea what happens on Halloween. I'm going to tell you an experience I had. A woman who had been ritually abused sexually. We were together in a restaurant on the 31st of October. She freaked out. We put her in the car and we prayed. She freaked out. The second it became 12 o'clock in the evening, everything stopped. She didn't look at her watch, but it was All Saints' Day. This is what happens. People who have been ritually abused, they are tormented during the month of October. Tormented. And we don't even mention it. We think it's a fun day. Happy Halloween. There's nothing happy about it. There's nothing happy about it. You've got to know that today. There's nothing happy about it. And everyone's saying happy, 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 as if it were Christmas. And they're all decked out like it was Christmas. They have as much advertisement almost as we do when it's the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Anthony, give us a word.
Yeah. So I'm in Salem right now, and just getting ready for tonight. But I can tell you it's true. You know, even last night after I got done preaching around midnight, I could feel there's a lot of oppression, even more than normal. But there's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of light, which Jesus controls, and there's a kingdom of darkness, which is controlled by the devil. And this is just Christmas for the witches and for the people in the occult. And you know, the first thing the Holy Spirit's putting on my heart is if your children are going trick-or-treating today, if they're going out, make sure you bless their candy. If they're going to do it, when they come home, do not let them eat any food until you bless it in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, the biggest thing sometimes is good Christian people, we can't conceive the evil, and we can't conceive the malice that's in this world. And you know, just make sure your children, you bless your the candy for your children. And that's real. But yeah, so the word from God today is that we're gonna be the light, you know. You're going to be the light of God. So we're in the world, but not of the world. So if you are out there, you know, if people are coming to your door, you know, bless the candy if you're going to be involved. Bless your food. Give them the word of God. Give them the love and the peace and the joy of God. But I want to talk about Salem. So this weekend, I've never seen so many people coming into the city. And you know, it's a spiritual hotbed. I've been preaching, and the whole thing is so many people had come into the love of God. That, you know, Jesus is the fullness of everything that everyone is looking for. And people look for the occult, and people look in these other areas because they're looking for power, they're looking for love, to fill that space in the heart that only the love of Jesus can do. And, you know, as a church, as a people, we haven't done the best job. And, you know, it's up to us to just fill these people who are trapped in darkness with the light of Christ. You know, tonight in Salem, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people, and there's going to be a lot of people preaching. And you know what I realized, what God showed me? When I preach, I try not to tell anyone what they should do, how they should act, what sin they're involved in. Because, you know, I'm such a sinner. But what I try to do is tell them who Jesus is, that Jesus is love, Jesus is peace, Jesus is goodness. And, you know, when they understand who Jesus is, that he's a good God, full of light, peace, and love, the love of God drives people to repentance. So tonight, you know, be the light in the darkness. Tell someone who Jesus is. Tell someone that Jesus has a plan and a future for them.
Amen. That Jesus is the Lord. You see, I am terribly against October 31st. I won't even say the word. And I'm against it because I've seen people who have been hurt by October 31st sexually. And you wouldn't believe it, but I know it. As a matter of fact, I have a young man that's been sexually abused. And you know, he reacts every October. His mother asked me for prayers recently. She says, it's October, and it's already started. You see, these are the things that people don't see. I see them. People say, you're a fanatic. I'm not a fanatic. I know what happens on October 31st. I know what happens. And the second it's 12 o'clock, it stops. I've experienced that. I know that. I really know that. Okay, Anthony.
Yeah. No, it really is real, guys. Like being in Salem, last night at 1 o'clock, I was praying. And I could just feel, I could see the demons. I could feel them. I could feel the oppression. But it's real, because when you have the light of Christ, and you, we've already defeated the devil. You're walking in victory. But it's real. There's two kingdoms in this world. There's a kingdom of light, and there's a kingdom of darkness. And you're not to play with the devil. I'm not to play with the devil. Because that sin separates us from God. And when we're separated from God, we're susceptible to the attacks of the devil. You know, we want to worry about offending God more than we worry about offending man. You know, and it offends God. It offends God to take part in the devil's holiday. You know, Jesus, he died. He was crucified on the cross for love for you and for me. He gave it all for you and for me. And, you know, a lot of people when I'm preaching come up to me, I'm gay, I'm this. Does God love me? I said, of course Jesus loves you. Jesus created you and he died on the cross for you. But that's not the issue. Does Jesus love you? Do we love Jesus? Do we love Jesus? And, you know, to love Jesus is to obey his commandments. To love someone is to be obedient to him. And to be obedient to Jesus is not to dance with the devil. It's not to celebrate the devil. You know, the devil and the demons, they're very, very smart. And they're very intelligent. And they're very wily in what they do. And, you know, the devil tries to make himself like he's not real. But then a couple of days, he reveals himself that he is real, but he tries to make himself innocent and loving, and they want to be a fanatic if you come against him. It's not fanaticism. Father Tom is right, like, you know, even it goes on everywhere. You know, I saw there was a, I think in South Korea, there was a Halloween celebration and hundreds of people died. But this is real, because when you open the door to the devil, you know, God's grace leaves the area and the demons come. And the demons can only do three things. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. And the thing about the devil, he's never going to change. So who needs to change? It's you. It's me. Who needs to be the light in the world? It's you and me, because we've been given the light of Christ. You know, all of October, I've been, the Holy Spirit, I haven't really left Salem. I've been in Salem. And, you know, last day I preached and I prayed for so many people for 6-7 hours. But, you know, when I'm not preaching, I'm here, I'm praying, I'm reading The Hours of the Passion, which Jesus gave Luisa Ficarelli in the Divine Will, and I'm praying the Station to the Cross, because I'm going to Mass, I'm staying by the Eucharist, because supernatural grace is diffused when we pray, when we love, when we peace. You know, if I wasn't out preaching, I'd be praying the rosary tonight. I'd just be praying for the grace of all the kids. And yeah, so we want to understand that evil is real. You want to understand that sending the kids out and stuff, it's not a prudent move, and it's really offensive to the Lord. That as a parent, you have authority and you have an obligation to teach your children right and wrong. And, you know, I'm not, like, coming down and being hard. And then by the Holy Spirit, if they are going to go get candy, make sure you bless that candy. Because there's people out there that are probably cursing the food. They might think they're doing a witch blessing on it, you know. And the spirit realm is a real place. And we need Jesus to defend against it.
Amen. And the spirit realm is a real experience. These people are experiencing real power, but the power comes from the devil. So they're the easiest people to convert because they know there's a power. They know there's a power. They just don't know the power of the cross. Jesus said, when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men and women unto myself. He drew you and me into his sacred heart on the cross before he died. When he had finished that, he cried out, "It is finished." And he finished the work of the Father, that he would come as a baby, and that baby was born to die. Yes, born to die so that we, you and I, might live eternally in heaven and on earth, eternally with joy and peace and love.
Yeah, it's so real. And, you know, even Jesus, he came down and he died so that we could live, and we could live in freedom, and we could live in the kingdom of God. And the thing is when we're tucked into the sacred heart of Jesus, when through Jesus we're under the mantle of Mary and we're walking in obedience to the word of God and to the church, there's nothing the devil can do to touch us, you know. There's nothing. It's like I've probably been cursed thousands of times, but when you're living a holy, sacramental, just obedient life to Jesus, all those things, they just bounce off you. There's so many people that have been converted. Well, Father laughed, but I got the prophetic reading sign. And, you know, people don't know what it is. And they just say, wow, well, this is free. The psychics cost $50. And I just cut them off, and I give them a word from God. And I just speak from the Spirit that God has a plan over their life. And after the Holy Spirit hits them and the power of God, they're shaken under the power of God, the witches, just the people who are going, anyone, and they give their life to the Lord because the power of God is the greatest power. And, you know, sometimes we're ashamed of the power of God. We're ashamed of Jesus. We're ashamed to be out there and be bold and loving and peaceful. But the thing is that, you know, we want to live for an audience of one. You want to live for an audience of one, and the audience of one is Jesus Christ. And, you know, if Jesus is pleased with you, if Jesus is happy with you, who cares? Who cares what your neighbor thinks? Who cares? You know, in the end, your neighbor is not going to be there. Your friends aren't going to be there. You're going to be in front of the throne of God, and you're going to see the love and the peace and the joy and what Jesus did for you. And, you know, and we're going to just be very happy that, you know, we persevered and we did the right thing. But, yeah, so today's Halloween. And, you know what the great things about these days are? Is that where sin abounds, grace abounds more. So tonight is a night that miracles can happen. You know, Salem is like the epicenter of the devil's foothold. It's the epicenter of sin. But the thing is, this is the night when miracles are going to happen, that I fully believe. Within abound, grace abound more. The darker the room, the brighter the light shines. And, you know, the brighter the light shines, so your light can shine bright tonight. Your light can shine bright tonight for the Lord. And it's just the truth sets us free, right? So we want to just make sure we're teaching our family, we're teaching our children the truth, because only the truth can set us free. And I just pray right now for Jesus. I pray that you tuck Salem, you tuck every city, every listener's house. You fill it with the Holy Spirit, your glory. You put every house under the mantle of Mary, Lord, that you will just use what the devil intended for evil for the good. You'll use what the devil intended for evil for the good. And people who go outside the grace of God today, that, you know, that as they are tormented, Lord, you use that, Jesus, to lead them back to you. You let them be lost so they can be found and they can find answers within you, Jesus. And I just pray for supernatural grace to wash over every child, every listener, all of America, Lord, and what the enemy intended for bad, you just use for good.
Amen. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that you might have love and that more abundantly, that you might have life more abundantly. We don't want to even look on the 31st of October. We want to say, Jesus, this is your day. We making ready for the All Saints Day tonight. Oh, yes, at 12 o'clock, it begins All Saints Day. Those brothers and sisters who have gone through the great period of persecution, they're clothed in red, clothed in white, and they said, we have gone through the great period of persecution. These are they who washed their robes, made them clean in the blood of the Lamb. It's all about the Lamb. It's all about the blood of the Lamb. It's all about the cross and resurrection. It's not about the 31st of October that the world celebrates. And the world celebrates it because they do not know what happens on the 31st of October.
Yeah.
How sad. Church, many people in the church have no idea of what happens on the 31st of October.
Yeah, and that is so real because, you know, as I see hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people coming through Salem, you know, most of them now, they're just families. Their families taking their little children, and it's all innocent, you know. It's innocent as they go into the witch house. They don't understand because they're deceived, but they don't understand, and they're innocent when they're taking their children to get their tarot cards read. But they don't understand. As we do these things, we open up doors in the spirit realm, which can have eternal consequences on our life. That in the spirit realm, there's a game for souls. This life is nothing but a game for souls. The devil's trying to win your soul, and so is Jesus. That, you know, the devil makes himself not real, but he is real, and he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And, you know, it's very important that we're in a war, but you don't want to live at war with the devil as much as you want to live in union with God. This is a grace that, like, I've received lately, and God's been speaking to me about. You know, we're in a war, but you don't need to live at war with the devil. You live in union with Jesus. So, you know, in union with Jesus means you're living for an audience of one. You're living for an audience of one, and that's for Jesus, you know. And we want to just love, and we want to please the Lord, and we want to do things for Jesus. You know, we don't want to offend him. Fear of the Lord isn't fearing God as like a bad father. It means fearing offending Jesus, fearing falling out of his love. And the reason we don't want to offend or sin against God is because sin separates us from him, and we fall out of his grace, and we fall out of his protection. So, you know, tonight, the best thing you can do is pray. You know, the rosary is the most powerful prayer Jesus ever gave us through the church. But if you don't pray the rosary, pray how you pray. And just pray that the light of God infused throughout your neighborhood. Pray that the light of God is infused through every child. And every child that comes to your door, you don't need to give them an outward blessing, but God hears and answers prayer. You can pray for them. You can bless them. You can bless the food. You know, it's not like this overwhelming thing. It's like God is tonight, he's going to speak to you, and he's going to give you through the Holy Spirit just a measure to do. A measure to do to pull down heaven upon earth. And, you know, all you have to do is be obedient to it. And you don't need to hear necessarily the voice of God you to know what to do. You just know in your spirit what to do. And let tonight be a night of prayer. Let tonight be a night of prayer for you. But the devil masks himself. There's so many people that, you know, that are going to be going. There's a strip in Salem, and it's about a mile long, and there's 23 witch shops, 24 psychics, all the witches. You know, I was talking to a girl last night. She's like, I'm a witch, and this and that, and I ended up praying for her. She didn't give her life to the Lord, but it's just these people are deceived. People are deceived, and don't be deceived tonight, because night is not a holiday. Tonight is not a night to celebrate. Tonight is a night, it's a holiday, and it's a Christmas. It's the biggest celebration of the devil, and witches are conjuring spells, and the spirit realm is going crazy. And tonight is not the night you want to fall out of the grace of God. Tonight is a night to stay right in there with Jesus and pray that the light of Christ be infused over the world, because Jesus already defeated the devil, right? You're already walking in victory. But don't give the devil any area in you so that he can gain victory or oppression over your life.
Union with God through the cross of Jesus Christ. That's how our union with God is. I remember many years ago, I was going to be speaking about salvation, and I needed something to start with. And I saw this gas tank. It said, union vertically, I in the middle, and union horizontally with I in the middle. It made a cross. Union with God through the cross of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's all about union with God. Like, we're grafted into his kingdom, and we just want to make sure we stay in his kingdom. So tonight, just Pray for me. Pray for all the preachers coming to where the darkness is, and pray that they stay in the love of God and they release the love of God, because the love of God leads us to repentance. And the kingdom of God exists in peace, joy, love, you know. So the only way we spread the kingdom of God is through peace, joy, and love. That today is a day. Tonight is a night where God's going to use you. I proclaim over your life. And even as you're listening to this broadcast later tonight, tonight is a night where God is using you, and he's calling you, and he's activating you in the power of his kingdom. You know, God's kingdom exists in warriors. We're warriors for God because we're in a war, and you're a warrior for God. But the whole thing is you're already on the winning team. You're already on the winning team. And you need to proclaim that victory further. The only way we lose the winning team is when we get tricked or trapped by the spirit of the world. We know who controls the spirit of the world, you know? The devil's the prince of this world. His demons control this world. But don't let them control your life. Don't be fooled today. Today is not a holiday. Today is not a day of celebration. You know, it's not. It is for one kingdom. The kingdom of God celebration happens at midnight when it becomes All Souls Day.
All Saints Day.
Oh, that's what I thought. All Saints Day. Tonight, yeah, so, Lord, we just bless it. We worship you, Jesus. We just take a second, Lord, that we thank you for the grace that we're living for an audience of one, that you created this world, Lord, and you just have a marvelous plan. And right now I just pray for every witch, everyone in the occult, everyone who's just trapped in deception, Jesus, that they just come to know your goodness. They come to know your love. That, Jesus, you know every hair on their head, every every freckle on the face. You know every hardship or every pain that's in their heart. And I pray that you give them freedom today, Lord. You flood them with your love, your joy, your peace, Lord. That as we go out into the world, Lord, that the divine light of Christ just infuses everywhere we go across. And, you know, we just can embody and embellish the love of God. It only took 12 apostles to flip the world on its head. You know, it only took 12 apostles to flip the world upside down. Let us be used tonight to flip the world upside down for you, Jesus.
Amen and amen. Use your people, Lord. Let us know the power that we have within us, the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, start doing miracles to your, through your church. Start delivering people through your church. You see, people are looking for power, and we have the power, but we don't use the power for the most part. We don't use it. What do? When you don't use something, you lose it. But it's time to regain the power of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.